any, would that word be used for adults?
I don't know. I have heard it used. They tattle things, and I'm afraid to say things and yep. things like that. And a lot of times things are misrepresented. Not, you know, it's so hard to repeat things. And when it has been gone through several mouths, it's altogether different the way it started. We just laugh about that a lot. Things here in the hospital get started, you know, and it's just not like it was when it was
yeah.
started.
Okay, I said if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party or something, you might go out to the garden and
gather flowers.
Okay. And what would you call something that a child might play with?
You mean that you have in the home, or?
Yeah.
Well, a child, there's some children in my room here the other day, they got the biggest kick out of getting in the drawer there where different things were, you know, looking, and they was fixing a little, in the little pill where they bring our
yeah.
medicine in, you know, and fixing little arrangements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like a storm, I couldn't find anything in this drawer where I kept things that I could reach in the mornings and get
yeah.
before.
Okay, I'm thinking about the word toy. Can you think of an old-fashioned word for toy?
Oh, let's see. Well, toys cover just a lot of things. I don't have lots of things that I think maybe would be interesting to children, never having had any. They'll come in my room, different little things. Now the church children, the Baptist church and more, have made the cute little things for Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving. And when they go to all the trouble, Mother's Day and God, and Mother, there's a little cross fixed. I want to save everyone. I just cannot, when a child has worked so hard to do something like that, I cannot. I just want to keep it. It's just
yeah.
sacred to me. And they laugh at me in my room and say, Miss Bell, you can think more. They call it junk. When they got some of it, they threw it in the bucket, the trash bucket. I could never do that. A child that has gone to and worked hard to fix something to make me happy, why, treasure just like his gold mine. I have more little old things in there now that have been brought to me, the children have brought since I've been here. Just love them.
Have you ever heard the word play pretty?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just something that children love to play with. It might be just various things. Play pretty is they
uh-huh.
like
you
it.
Talk about, say, a toy gun. Would
yes.
that be a play pretty?
That's right. Boys like that very much.
Okay. Say, if you had expected something bad to happen, like, say, a little child was walking along this wall, you know, and you were expecting him to fall over and hurt himself. And then someone came in and told you, you know,
uh-huh.
that he fell down and
it
hurt himself. You just say, I just
was so afraid that was going to happen.
Okay. And you say, that's the book that you what me for Christmas.
Gave as a gift for Christmas.
Okay. And you say, okay, talking about someone has lent you a book, maybe you'd say, I'll what it back when I finished it.
I'll return it.
Or I'll what it back.
Send it back, or mail it back, or
give. Using the word give.
Give it back to you.
Okay, because you have
loaned it to me.
Because you have what me many good books. Before.
Oh yes, that I treasure, and
uh-huh.
I do want to keep it.
Okay.
I have some books out right now. I'm just dying to get back because they have been gifts to me. And they will bring them back, but one of them's a little minister. And he said to me, no longer than, Miss Franklin, I am going to get your book back as a man thinketh is the title of it. And I read it through twice, but I treasure it because he preached a sermon on it. And
uh-huh.
I compliment called him and told him how much I, over the television, a radio, I mean. And so he didn't do a thing, but.